There's been an odd shift in human behavior over the last 15 plus years. A sense of entitlement, a constant need for attention.
Ironically coupled with the need to be left alone.
A desire to be treated the same as everyone else, stupidly combined with the mindset of, I'm special, so treat me accordingly. Introducing the book, Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills, the second edition. Inside, you'll read
the Amateur Mission Statement,
the 30 Truths About Amateurs, the 4 Stages of Being an Amateur, Amateur Habitats and History, Social Media plus Me equals Amateur,
Technology and Amateur Behavior,
with dozens of real funny photos, weird signs, and laugh-out-loud real-life accounts and actual conversations vividly showing how us pros are surrounded by Amateur Nation every day. Download the expanded second edition of the ebook Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills.
The second expanded edition, available now.
Be a pro. Go to Amazon. Type Amateur Nation.
Warning, the podcast you are about to hear is often based on true events and people. It chronicles the dialogue and actions of random, anonymous, obnoxious, self-entitled, unintelligent, self-centered idiots, attention whores, ignoramuses, dolts, clods, nimrods, douches, weirdos, drama queens, overly sensitive crybabies, and people who think they are better, more important, and special than the rest of us. In one word, amateurs.
It's Amateur Nation with Lou Santini. We call attention to and call out the amateurs, the people who are doing life wrong, the speed bumps of life, the people that are in your way every day, the unintelligent, obnoxious, attention-whoring, self-entitled drama queen victim types who chip away at the moments of your life due to no self-awareness, common sense, manners, or social skills, and are disturbing the flow of the pros. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hey, Lou.
Amateur Nation. It's not just a podcast. It's a movement. This is episode 141. Amateur Nation. It's not about your freedom. For 60-second video promos for each week's episodes, you can see them every Thursday at 7 a.m. when you subscribe to my YouTube page. Go to Lou Santini Entertainment on YouTube. Plus a whole lot more informative and funny clips. And don't forget the fan favorites, the sneak peek audiograms throughout the week on my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/LouSantiniEntertainment. And on my Instagram page, at Lou.Santini3. Before I continue, a correction from last week's episode. I incorrectly stated that the Wii Spa is in Westwood, California, when actually it's in Koreatown. And what's funny is I know exactly where that is, since I lived in the area for 24 years. It was simply a case of thinking one thing and saying another. So I regret the error. I lost sleep, and I understand if you cancel me. I hang my head in shame. I promise to flog myself after this episode.
Topic number one.
As I said last episode, I remember where I was on 9/9/21, when the president basically said, screw your freedom, just like Arnold Schwarzenegger did recently. This topic pertains to President Coloring Book's outright lying when he said on December of 2020, no, I don't think it should be mandatory. I would not demand it to be mandatory in regards to the gene experiment. Flash forward to 9/9/21. This is not about your freedom. A president said something for the first time in my lifetime that I can think of that was actually against Americans' personal freedom, or had to explain how something so basic somehow is not about freedom. That's a first in my lifetime, at least since I've been able to vote. For the imbecilic amateurs who think that once we have socialism or communism, or all of a sudden the poor will have more, are you new? Are those current communist countries or socialist countries having more wealthy people in their population? No, they have more poverty. In socialism and communism, the current poor stay poor, the middle class get poor, and the rule makers and corporations are the only groups of people who get rich. And the people who are paying the rule makers by buying and selling you your fear, your vulnerability, and your need for acceptance. They've made so much money now, everyone is for sale. You've got AOC, which stands for another obvious commie, attending a gala at the Met wearing a dress that reads Tax the Rich. She's the rich. She says she's not, but she's the rich. FYI, a table at that event cost $275,000, and a single ticket, $30,000. No one there wearing masks, but your kid will. Your kid, who simply will not die from COVID, has to wear one in school. Your server at a restaurant needs to wear one. They laugh at you, amateur nation, literally. When is one of these amateurs going to get punched in the mouth? It's coming. But when? It needs to happen now and often. And when mainstream media and medicine and tech are compromised, it's all over. Anything can be a crime, or nothing is a crime, whatever they decide. Wake up.
If everyone would just mask up, we will get back to normal. If you just stay inside, we will get back to normal. If you just get the vaccine, we will get back to normal.
Coming soon.
If you just watch what you say and post, your social credit score will be high.
Anything else us pros could do to live our lives to your liking, amateurs, to make you feel safe and secure? Now, back to your cigarettes, drugs, fast food, alcohol, texting and driving, unprotected sex, skipping the gym, and the crate challenge. Oh, you don't do any of those things. Then what are you worried about? You do know you will get sick in life, right? And every one of those behaviors I listed has way more chance of killing you. I know, I don't care about my fellow man. You don't care about your health, except for this one thing. The amateurs who scoff at the legit 99.8% COVID survival rate are the same people who eat fast food, drive over the speed limit, overindulge with alcohol, smoke cigarettes, take hard drugs, drink and drive, don't get enough sleep, don't take an aspirin every day to prevent heart attack, don't take a multivitamin, don't exercise at least 3 times a week, text while driving, and don't forget unprotected sex. So I'm assuming, Amateur Nation, everyone in it are the epitome of perfect health and perfect day-to-day behavior, other than this. That possibly being breathed on is the only risky activity or behavior in their lives. And they think all those other things have even less chance of killing them than the 0.2% chance of dying from COVID. Amateurs. Amateur Nation, you don't talk anymore. You're done. You've yet to give one rational, factual, cogent, unemotional, non-virtue signaling argument or statement about literally anything related to American values, race, equality, the military, public health, finance, freedom or rights. The immigration crisis, censorship, big tech, big pharma being corrupt, the CDC being corrupt. Israel, the pullout of Afghanistan, not one factual, cogent argument defending any of it. They just ignore it, which could be the most childish thing ever. You're done. After listening to you bitch and gripe for 4 years and longer, after lying, cheating, corruption, and outright communism, in 9 months, we've seen what your way, building back better, does, and you're done. You preach tolerance and give none. Go cry to your fellow safe spacers. Zero tolerance. By pronation now. To the 13 people who voted for President Coloring Book, I hold you personally responsible for the disastrous state of the United States and for all that is coming under President Coloring Book's tyranny. This indeed is your fault. I will say this, since March of 2020, the pandemic, the election fraud, the George Floyd ruse, the introduction of masks and the gene experiment, since all that began, it's brought to the surface all those I no longer trust, respect, or need to work with, be around, or see ever again. Nope. I demand that anyone who voted for President Coloring Book list the good things he has done for this country, not just in the 10 months he's destroyed America, but his 48 and 49 years in government. List the good things he has done and defend or explain the following. Importing Haitians, South Americans, and Afghani immigrants to the U.S. and sending them to red states to deal with. The uprise in crime. The debacle of leaving Afghanistan and $80 billion plus worth of military equipment in the hands of the Taliban. The absurd national debt. Why there's a fence around the White House but not our borders. The hypocrisy of politicians not wearing masks. But you must. The hidden illnesses, side effects, and deaths surrounding the gene experiment. The fuck you behavior of people such as AOC, Lightfoot, Newsom, Cuomo, Harris. You amateurs have a ton of explaining to do, and you can't, so you're done. You voted wrong. You voted based on emotion, because it was popular, because all you other amateurs did it. Like I said last week, why did the amateur cross the road? Because all the other amateurs did. You voted mostly because of hate and ignorance. You voted carelessly. You have proven yourself to be a liability, and you're done. Is this you? Listen carefully. I have noticed that the majority, not all, but the majority of my friends, former friends, or associates from my past who were complaining the most about racism, sexism, the environment, climate change, masks, vaccines, have one thing in common. I never thought they were happy people. They just put on a brave face. There was always this underlying sadness. They were just getting by. They were pretending to be happy. They battled drugs and alcohol in their past or currently. But now, all of their complaints are about everybody else. The rest of the world. The Republicans. The white males. White people. Religious people, conservative people, people who use common sense and critical thinking and logic, and worst of all, facts. There are dozens of these people in my life, or used to be in my life. Dozens of them. Is that you? Do you have the same experience? I would love it if you emailed me, lou@lousantini.com. These people, here's what they're really mad at. They're really mad at themselves. But they finally have an outlet to express their grief, their sadness, their frustration, and be unified in their misery with all the other amateur people who are unhappy with themselves, whether it's their weight, their sexuality, their career, their sex lives, their finances, their going nowhere career, unfulfilled goals, bad life mistakes, getting pregnant too early, marrying the wrong person, bad career choices. These are the same people who have talked about being depressed, considered or attempted suicide, the same people that take pictures of their food and the other mundane stuff because they simply have nothing of value going on in their lives. Nothing special. That's the common denominator. With all of their unhappiness and bitching about the pros, they're really unhappy about and with themselves. Examples. If you, and I'm making these statements from the point of view of Amateur Nation. If you would just give more of your money so we can all be equal. If you would just get an electric car so I can feel healthier and happier. If you would just turn in your guns so I can feel safer. If you would just wear a mask so I can be healthy and feel safer. If you would just get the shot so I can be happy and healthy. How about this? A little something called the Nuremberg Code. First principle in any medical experiment. The voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential without force, fraud, deceit, duress, or coercion. And now, the well-known Project Veritas has whistleblowers in the form of government medical experts and employees coming out and blowing the lid off the, not only the ineffectiveness, but the danger of the vaccines, which is actually a gene experiment. Now, I'm not a medical expert, but I'm an adult. With common sense, I want to be wrong about the dangers and long-term side effects of this unnecessary shot. But if you, an adult, in 5 or even 10 years develop some weird disease or condition and still don't attribute it to the experimental, unproven, untested injection, then I'm sorry, you paid for your ignorance and haste and your inability to develop critical thinking for yourself. Here's some examples of critical thinking by a few alert pros around the world. Errol Weber, mention him often on this show. Here's a little tweet he had. Hypocrisy is claiming that healthcare is a basic human right, while saying the unvaccinated should be denied healthcare. Your move, Amateur Nation. How about this tweet from Melissa Floyd? Interesting how unvaxxed hospital staff are suddenly putting everyone at risk when they've already been in direct contact with people for the last 18 months during the riskiest time, and it wasn't an issue since everyone was unvaxxed. One last thing. Watch for the ban on travel for the unvaccinated. Just in time for the holidays. I hope I'm wrong. Okay, one more last thing. Here's a stat for your brain. September 7th, 2020. New COVID cases, 25,166. Vaccinated Americans, zero. September 7th, 2021, 1 year later. New COVID cases, 301,138. Vaccinated Americans, 177 million.
Topic number two.
Topic number two.
Topic number two.
Remember when I told the story of how New York City was paying violent criminals $1,000 a month to not commit crimes? Well, San Francisco is doing the same at a reduced rate of $300 a month because lives are worth 66% less on the West Coast.
Duh.
San Francisco is slashing prices. All crimes must go. Here's the article from KTVU San Francisco. San Francisco is trying something new to combat an uptick in gun crimes, paying people to not shoot at others. The city says they plan to identify 10 people for the Dreamkeeper Fellowship.
Well, that just sounds really nice. I wish I was in the Dreamkeeper Fellowship.
It's a pilot program. The criteria being considered includes those at a high risk of being involved in a shooting. Notice the exact same type of verbiage as the situation in New York. I was involved in a shooting. Yeah, you shot someone. You're not involved in it. You did it at a high risk. What makes someone a high risk of shooting someone? That needs to be answered. You know what they're going to say. It's going to be a minority answer. But they can't say that because it's going to be racist. And of course, any race can shoot anybody, but they won't say that. Let me backtrack. The criteria being considered includes those at a high risk of being involved in a shooting, either as the victim or as the shooter. Why the hell would you give $300 a month to someone who is a high risk of being a victim? And what determines that? What determines you being a high risk victim in a shooting? Anyway, the 10 people will receive $300 a month in exchange for pledging... pledging not to be involved in a crime involving a gun. So stabbing, baseball bats, go to town. But don't use a gun. You made a pledge. They will also be paired with life coaches as part of the program. There's a job you want, right? Being a life coach to some amateur who pledged to not shoot someone for a mere $300 a month. That person clearly has a value on human life, and they deserve a life coach. They're just misguided. They just didn't have the right upbringing. So they take a pledge. Here it goes. I, state your name, pledge to not shoot nobody. Say it. Pledge to not shoot nobody. Okay, that's better. Off you go. Be good. The article says all 10 are eligible to receive an extra $200 a month for reaching goals set by the program. These include at work, in school, or acting as a mediator in their community. So we're paying thugs, gang members, violent criminals, could be $500 a month to be conciliary, liaison between other violent criminals. It's nice to have a side hustle, isn't it? I get extra cash for every person I don't shoot. If life worked that way for me, I'd be richer than Bezos, Zuckerberg, Soros, Obama, and President Coloring Book combined. Shootings have spiked in the city this year, with 119 recorded gun crime victims in the first half of the year, which is double the number during the same time frame in 2020. Yes, defund the police, because we're building back better. Please subscribe to my YouTube page. It's called Lou Santini Entertainment, and my Instagram is at lou.santini3. Topic number three is next. Hey, pros, how would you like to win a free No Amateurs t-shirt and keychain? It's easy. Just send an audio recording of yourself. You can use your phone, voicing the opening that I do every week on this show. If yours is chosen, you win. Here's the copy. Hi, this is your name. From city and state or country, it's Amateur Nation with Lou Santini. We call attention to and call out the amateurs, the people who are doing life wrong, the speed bumps of life, the people that are in your way every day, the unintelligent, obnoxious, attention-whoring, self-entitled drama queen victim types who chip away at the moments of your life due to no self-awareness, common sense, manners, or social skills, and are disturbing the flow of the pros. Just record in a quiet place with no external noise, keep it under 30 seconds or less, don't change any wording, don't add music, and then email your file to lou@lousantini.com with your full name, address, and t-shirt size. Good luck, pros!
Topic number 3.
Once again, the more insanely, inappropriately, and violently teachers act, the more I want to call for a complete screening and vetting of the teachers' union of every single teacher in America. From news outlets everywhere, here's your headline. Mom wants teacher fired after she allegedly taped mask on student's face. Just pausing for your gasp. A substitute teacher in Las Vegas is under fire after she allegedly taped a mask to the face of a 9-year-old student because he forgot to wear it in class. The fourth grader got up to get a drink of water and forgot to wear his mask. Can you imagine? Sidebar, these teachers cannot be punched in the mouth hard enough or enough times, and they should be fired and literally banned from teaching anywhere ever again. Here's the article. Instead of telling the student to put his mask back on or sending him to the office, she brought him to the front of the room and taped his mask across his face, according to the boy's mom. The mom said he was very upset. He was crying. He was humiliated. The boy later went to the office to pick up homework. That's when an administrator noticed the tape on his face and became alarmed. She notified the principal, who went to the classroom to investigate. The principal saw another student with tape on their face. The boy told his mom that the public embarrassments have been used as a disciplinary tool since the start of the school year, with up to 5 other students having their masks taped to their faces. Clark County School District released a statement regarding the incident. The district is aware of the isolated incident. Wait, isolated? The boy said 5 other students had the same thing happen. Anyway, and is dealing with the employee through the proper channels. Not, God damn it, that's not enough. Here's the statement. We fired that prick. They're done. We were pressing charges for child abuse and assault, and they are banned from teaching for life. That's it. That's what needs to be done. You know I'm right. The article says the principal proactively notified the family of the investigation. The mom also filed a police report about the teacher putting her hands on the student. She said they are considering sending their child to a new school or possibly looking into charter school options. If I had a kid, private school or homeschooling, that's it. Public school, you're fucking done. You had your run. You proved you can't do it. Parents need to take a more active role in their students' education. And now they don't want them to do it. And now they're assaulting kids. How many of these stories have I read? And by the way, how many have I not talked about on this show? I can't do a weekly teacher abuse update. There's some missing steps here, by the way, in this article. Those parents need to sue the school, sue the school district, and the teacher personally. Let's dine on some a la carte menu items, shall we? America. 244 years to build. Destroyed in 9 months. Kind of like the Twin Towers. 5 years to build, down in 10 seconds. Remember to get vaccinated, or a vaccinated person might get sick from the virus they got vaccinated against because you're not vaccinated. You know, I fear the gene experiment way more than I fear COVID. Is it me, or is the Office cast member BJ Novak just a fun-sized version of NFL Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers? All right, in my opinion, nuts of any kind don't belong anywhere near any dessert. I like nuts, cashews, peanuts, pecans, walnuts, almonds, by themselves or in other foods. But if you put nuts in my brownie or on my ice cream or, God help you, in my chocolate chip cookie, why? Why would you want to do that? It's like, hey, here's a dollar. Now I ripped it in half. Now it's worthless. Eating brownies with nuts is like having sex, and with every third thrust, you have to stop and answer the phone. Three things that are done right. Let's do it. Number one. Boy, I'll tell ya, just the first 2 races in the countdown in the NHRA has been next level. You think the drivers and tuners didn't have any extra to put towards the playoff, so to speak, but all hands on deck are going next level. Drivers, crew, everyone, and some great upsets. It's been a great season this year. It was a couple weeks ago, but at the start of the countdown, the playoffs for the NHRA, so to speak, so much pro. It happened at the NHRA drag strip in Maple Grove, Pennsylvania, and first and foremost, since one of the days of qualifying was on 9/11, they adjusted the scoreboard that shows elapsed time and miles per hour and set them both to 9/11 and 2/001, respectively. That is why I love drag racing most of all. The reassurance that it gives me about America. But that's not all the pro that happened in one day. Listen to the list of things done right, things that are pro in this one day of elimination racing in the NHRA. Okay, no particular order here. Funny car champion Tommy Johnson Jr., who hasn't had a sponsor or driven a funny car competitively for a season and a half, filled in for another funny car champion, Matt Hagen, who is out for 2 weeks recovering from COVID. And Tommy Johnson Jr. won the event and moved Matt Hagen up from fifth to second in the standings in just one day. So you got a guy who stepped up, helped out, won the event, and moved the team up in the rankings. That's pro. But it doesn't stop there. Brittany Force, who I expected to win the event, did not, but she set the low ET of the year with a 3.665 at 333 miles per hour. She posted a 335 mile per hour speed earlier in the day too, and she currently owns 6 track records this year. That's nuts. And of course, here comes John Force making his 2000th career round of racing. Imagine, he's lined up at the starting line 2,000 times. And with that much seat time, that's why he's the GOAT. And here's my favorite storyline from that race. My favorite pro stock driver, Greg Anderson, beats the best, current 4-time world champ Eric Enders, to tie Warren Johnson's event win record of 97 wins. He started off as a crew member when he was a teenager, and here he is tying his mentor and at the time, the greatest of all time pro stock driver, Warren Johnson, with 97 wins. He'll get 100. If not this year, next year for sure. Number two. You know, I haven't had a product recommendation in a long time, and here's another one. And keep in mind, I'm not getting paid to mention it here. Anything and Everything by OXO Good Grips. Every single kitchen utensil I own of theirs lasts forever, has a great grip, which, you know, the name is called Good Grips. And when it comes to their non-stick pans, they are non-stick and stay non-stick. The two biggest cooking holidays of the year are coming up, Thanksgiving and Christmas. And if you need to up your game in the kitchen and you don't want to break the bank, I recommend Anything by OXO. Not to mention, not a bad gift either. Just don't pass it off as a romantic gift, guys. Come on. Number three. If you follow this show, then you're probably familiar with James O'Keefe and Project Veritas and his army of whistleblowers who call attention to any improprieties and illegal activities going on. And last time I checked, there was one or two things going on in the government. The latest touts this headline. Federal government HHS whistleblower goes public with secret recordings. Vaccine is full of shit. People who share this video, by the way, are getting banned from Facebook since my listeners maybe haven't seen it or heard it by the airing of this episode. It may be gone from the web altogether. I now share the audio with you. It's not hard to follow. You're going to hear James O'Keefe, he's the only male speaking in this audio, asking basic questions to his guest. But the meat is hearing a woman by the name of Dr. Maria Gonzalez, an ER doctor at the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. I know, amateurs, the only doctor on the planet whose opinion counts is the Keebler Elf and faceless CDC officials, not all the other doctors on the planet. And also a woman by the name of Jody O'Malley at the Department of Health and Human Services. This is worth your listen, and it's why I saved it for last. What this woman did, depending on how the investigation goes and what follows, very well could make her pro of the year. Here's the clip.
The government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
Tell us about who this person is.
Dr. Gonzalez is one of our emergency room doctors at Phoenix Indian Medical Center.
And she's a federal employee?
Correct. Now you got this guy in room 4 who got his second dose of vaccine on Tuesday, has been short of breath.
He's got pulmonary myocarditis.
Yes.
Oh, this is bullshit.
Let's see.
Probably myocarditis due to the vaccine.
Right.
But now they're not going to blame the vaccine.
Well, and you know what? But he has an obligation to report that, doesn't he?
They are not reporting.
Right.
Because they want to shove it under the mat.
What patient was she referring to?
She was referring to that patient, that 30-something-year-old patient that had congestive heart failure.
And in that particular patient's case, it was not reported.
No.
May I see your badges? You're Jody O'Malley with the Department of Health and Human Services. This is the United States government identification. I'm looking at the CDC website. It says that you're required to report adverse events following vaccinations. One of those would be congestive heart failure.
That's a huge one.
Were there other instances that they didn't report?
Oh, I've seen dozens of people come in with an adverse reaction.
That's really sad. She had just come back from surgery, from leave.
So what are we looking at here?
You're looking at me transferring her to a higher level of care that could handle her condition.
And this is a colleague at your hospital who got sick.
She didn't want to take it because of her religious beliefs. And she was coerced into taking it.
Why are you choosing to blow the whistle? It's not what a lot of people would do. They're scared, they're afraid. Are you afraid?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm afraid because my faith lies in God and not man. This is evil at the highest level. You have the FDA, you have the CDC that are both supposed to be protecting us.
Are you afraid they're going to retaliate against you?
Yeah. I'm a federal employee. What other federal employees do you see coming out?
But you put your faith in God.
Amen.
The government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
She didn't want to take it because of her religious beliefs. She was coerced into taking it.
They have not reported because they wanted to show it on the mat.
Why are you choosing to blow the whistle? Are you afraid?
I wouldn't necessarily say I'm afraid. My faith lies in God and not man. My name is Jody O'Malley. And I'm a master's prepared registered nurse.
Well, first of all, your hospital is run by HHS, correct?
I work for Health and Human Services with the Indian Health Services branch for the Native Americans.
These are federal employees.
Yes.
And we work for the government. So, I mean, the main thing is we have to follow.
I know. I mean, that's another thing. I don't know how much longer I'll be here.
And the here.
I know.
Are the policies and administrators coming directly from the federal government?
Yes.
The problem in here is they are not doing the studies. People that had it, you know, and the people that have been vaccinated, they're not doing any antibody testing.
Now you got this guy in room 4 who got his second dose of vaccine on Tuesday, has been short of breath. Okay, now his BNP is elevated, D-dimer elevated, ALT, all his liver enzymes are elevated.
And then now, let's see, probably myocarditis due to the vaccine.
Right.
But now they're not going to blame the vaccine.
Well, and you know what? But he has an obligation to report that, doesn't he?
Oh,
it happened. Right, what is it? 60 days after, if you see anything?
They have got to.
But how many people are reporting?
They are not reporting.
Right.
Because they want to shove it under the...
Yeah.
Under the mat.
In this instance with Dr. Gonzalez, what patient was she referring to, or without saying
she was referring to that patient that had congestive heart failure.
And in that particular patient's case, it was not reported.
No.
On July 29th, you had the first COVID vaccine, and August 19th, you had the second. You know, you don't have COVID, okay, but you have got a lot of symptoms, you know, and you're developing congestive heart failure.
Were there other instances that They didn't report?
Oh, I've seen dozens of people come in with an adverse reaction.
Well, it's a shame they're not telling people. I know. Like they're supposed to, like they should. And it, I think they won't be the best.
And how many have you seen that have gotten vaccinated here?
The basic side effects? A lot.
A lot.
Have you seen it too?
Yeah. Yes.
And I'm like, who's writing the bears report? Nobody, because it takes over a half an hour to write the damn thing.
Right.
The CDC website, it says that you're required to report adverse events following vaccinations. Is there a policy at the hospital for reporting these complications?
No. There's never been any directive sent out on reporting. What the responsibility on everyone is to gather that data and report it. And if we're not gathering that data and reporting it, then how are we going to say that this is safe and approved for use?
How come after 18 months we haven't had any research? Isn't that fishy to you?
It is super fishy.
Not that it hasn't been done. It hasn't been published.
That's it all. Hasn't probably been done because the government doesn't want to show that the darn vaccine is full of shit.
What does she mean by full of shit?
It's not doing what its purpose was.
And what is Dr. McGee saying in that video?
He's trying to defend the vaccine.
Why would he do that?
Because that's his view on it. Okay. His view is get the vaccine, it's science, right? If we all just get it, this will all be over with.
Such a bunch of bullshit.
What we're gonna have to do to twirl on the inside. There's so much I want to blow up.
So much. How do we do that?
Like, you know, Project Veritas.
Why are you choosing to blow the whistle? It's not what a lot of people would do. They're scared, they're afraid.
What prompted me to do this was when I was house supervisor one night, and one of my coworkers had taken the vaccine, and she didn't want to. She had went throughout this entire pandemic working in the intensive care unit. Pretty much was a COVID unit.
You know, it's really sad. She had just come back from surgery, from leave. 2 weeks ago, a little over 2 weeks, and then got her first dose of vaccine after surviving this entire pandemic.
She didn't want to take it because of her religious beliefs. And she was coerced into taking it. Nobody should have to decide between their livelihood or take the vaccine. Now we're just making people take it, and then there's reactions to it, and then you have a medication that has been shown effective and surely has no adverse reactions for trying it.
Dr. Bakwa talked to you about prescribing ivermectin for
not a lot of physicians.
And so physicians can't prescribe off-label use medication here?
Not for COVID. They did it with hydroxychloroquine, and it was really bad, and so they are not allowing it right now. I am stuck. I am told you are absolutely not to use it under any circumstances whatsoever for somebody with COVID unless you don't want to have a job. I am not going to lose my job.
Damn!
They're going to lose their job if they allowed you to use that drug.
Right. Nuts. What is plaguing this country is the spirit of fear.
Are you afraid?
It's my career, you know. It's how I'll help people. But am I afraid? I wouldn't necessarily say I'm afraid because my faith lies in God and not man. What kind of person would I be if I knew all of this? This is evil. This is evil at the highest level. You have the FDA, you have the CDC that are both supposed to be protecting us, and everything that we've done so far is unscientific.
Are you afraid they're gonna retaliate against you?
Yeah. I'm a federal employee. What other federal employees do you see coming out?
But you put your faith in God.
Amen.
You know, the quotes that hit me the hardest is when she said, and I think they want people to die, and this is evil at the highest level. I know it doesn't seem like a pro thing to end this show this way, but this woman's bravery diligence, balls, and patriotism is. For more videos, Google Project Veritas and hashtag COVIDVaxExposed on Twitter. No Amateurs tees and keychains are on sale at luciantini.com/shop. Follow my Instagram at lou.santini3. Go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/luciantinientertainment. Email me, lou@luciantini.com, and please subscribe to my YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and type in Lou Santini Entertainment. Amateur Nation is not just a podcast, it's a movement. Remember, amateurs, we see you. You're not at home. Don't do life wrong. Go pro. Don't be an amateur. For Amateur Nation, I'm Lou Santini, and this has been a Big Major production.
Thanks, Lou. We'll see you next week.
They're finally here.
The new No Amateurs men's and women's t-shirts and keychains.
The men's tees are a soft, high-quality, pre-shrunk cotton poly blend.
It's sport royal blue.
Displaying the No Amateurs logo with the waving American flag centered atop.
Available in medium, large, extra large, and double extra large.
The women's tees are a lightweight, super soft, high-quality, pre-shrunk cotton poly blend.
In royal blue.
And are fitted. Displaying the No Amateurs logo with the waving American flag.
Available in small, medium, large, and extra large.
The keychains are made from durable rubber with the No Amateurs logo and the waving American flag.
T-shirts just $22.95.
Keychains just $5.
Please add $6.95 for shipping and handling for all orders inside the U.S.
Order any two shirts and get a free No Amateurs keychain.
Available at LouSantini.com.
LouSantini.com.
Say no to amateurs.
And go pro.
And order your No Amateurs t-shirt and keychain today.